Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
Hey folks, Dan Frio here. Today we're talking FHA loans. And before you turn the dial, let me say, it's not for deadbeats. It's not for people with no money. It's actually for most homeowners, okay, especially first-time homebuyers. The reason why I'm doing this report is I was doing some research, and you realize 75% of new homebuyers, 75% of them use a conventional loan, which no problem with that. The reason why is a lot of realtors, that's what they want, and buyers want those as well because it's the simplest program to get the appraisals through. Other than that, an FHA loan is much, much better in a lot of cases. And we're going to go over the five reasons why I would choose an FHA loan in my...
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
2025 market. So let's get over to those five reasons. We're going to break it down and discuss them a little bit more in details. So I use ChatGPT because it's an easier system for me to work. And guys, I'm a loan officer. I do loans, you know, all day long. In the morning, I do my morning update. And when I'm done for the day working on loans, I start working on my videos. So during the day, I'm a loan officer. So I'm licensed in all 50 states, as well as Puerto Rico. I'm a mortgage lender, and we're also one of the country's largest mortgage brokers. I'd love to work with you, and there's no reason why you shouldn't be reaching out to us. So let's go down to the top five reasons people should be using an FHA loan versus a conventional loan, or at least look into it. Number one, it has better interest rates. Well, that depends. If you have a credit score, you know, way up there and you're putting a ton of money down, the credit score might, your interest rate might beat it. But let's get over to today's rates and see where it's faring. So today we have on the 30-year fixed 7.17. It's up 3 ticks. And today on the FHA is 6.5. So a much better rate when it comes to this by over 65 basis points. Okay, so the next thing somebody's going to say is, well, Dan, FHA has some fees and things like that. Well, yeah, they do. Even when you plug those data, that data in, if you have a credit score under 700, in most cases, the FHA rate program is better for you. Now, the next thing is we're talking right through here, is PMI, private mortgage insurance. FHAs is called a little bit different, but if you're not putting down 20% if you're buying a house, you need PMI. And if your credit score is under 700, in most cases, again, the FHA PMI is going to be a better deal for you than conventional financing. All right, lower down payment requirements. There is a first-time homebuyer programs out there that only require 3% down, but wonder if you're not a first-time homebuyer. You had a house and you sold it, or you currently have a house and you want to buy another house. How much do you have to put down? 5%. So it might not seem like a big difference between 3.5% and 5%, but it is, you know, sometimes it is true, real money in many of these cases. So it can add up substantially. Okay, so now the next thing is flexible credit scores. Now, this system will say it'll go down to a 500 credit score. We actually just got a 500 credit score loan approved today, and I'm not joking you. We actually do, and the reason being for that is the person had a long-time job. They had a ton of equity in their house, but they just had a lot of debt. So we were able to consolidate all that debt, give them basically a refresh on all their credit. We were able to save them, I think it was like $500 or $600 a month, believe it or not, on the bill consolidation. So it's helping out very well. But in most cases, FHA loans at a 580 and above, you'll be in a spot where you can get automated approvals, which help tremendously. And I can explain that to you if you ever want to call us and get more details on the FHA programs. But credit scores, like you see up through here, they'll start with a 580 credit score, but they will go down to a 500 credit score. All right, so that's that part of it. Easier qualification standards. So debt ratio, let's talk about that. You might have gotten denied because they said, well, your debt ratio is too high. Well, what your debt ratio truly is this. It's all your expenses that show up on your credit report, not things like your cell phone bill and things like that. It's basically creditors. So all of them plus your proposed mortgage payment, okay, divided by your gross monthly income. And your gross monthly income is your income before taxes and all that stuff gets taken out. So you can go up to on an FHA loan, you can go up to a 57% debt ratio, or on a conventional loan, you can only go up to a 50 debt ratio. So many of you guys might be saying, Dan, 57 debt ratio, really? Well, sometimes a lot of these people have secondary incomes. They might have a part-time job that we just can't use or disclose. They might have a job that, honestly, they're being paid cash. They might have a spouse that's not on this equation. They might have rental income that we don't, you know, that's being used, but it's not calculated in that percentage. So that's another reason why they'll go to a 57 debt ratio in here. You can also have non-occupant co-borrowers, meaning if you don't qualify on your own and you need somebody else that's not going to occupy that property, you can get into that as well. But one of the easiest things, and I'll put it as number six, is the bonus. They're really easy to refinance. Okay, so you're looking to buy, you try to buy that first house and you need pay stubs, W-2s, blood samples, this, that, and everything else, bank statements, your whole financial life. Once you get an FHA loan, it's pretty simple to refinance because here's the standards behind it. You have a 580 credit score or more and you have not missed a mortgage payment in the last 12 months, you most likely qualify. You don't need a new appraisal. We don't need to re-verify your income. We don't need to re-verify your assets. It's just a lot of paperwork that needs done, and we can handle that for you. So those are my five reasons why, plus my bonus tip of refinancing on why I would choose an FHA loan in 2025 if I was looking to buy a house in this market. So that's my report for today, folks. So if you'd like to reach out to me, please check out my website at theRateUpdate.com. It's right through here. You can put in your application right here. But what we'd love to do is we want to talk to you. You want to vet us. We want to talk to you and get your story to know what's going on. How can we help? So that's what we do through here. So you can schedule an appointment with me, Alan, or David right through there. Or you can scroll down to the bottom of the screen. You'll get our 800 number right through here. It's 844-775-5626. Or you can email me personally at dan@therateupdate.com. And folks, if you have a question for me and you want me to reply, just add your phone number in there. I'd be more than happy to call you as well. So that's FHA, the reasons why I would be choosing an FHA loan in 2025. Take care, folks.